Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, we've got a basketball game down at the Fiserv Forum. Get down there early. If I'm understanding this correctly, I think there's a graduation downtown tonight, too. So downtown is going to be bananas. Parking will be beyond a premium. And I guess it's going to be completely crazy down there tonight. The Deer District is going to be fired up. Fans clamoring to get into the Fiserv Forum. Game two between the Raptors and the Bucks. And you saw the block party or whatever it happened to be. I guess Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley went back because Ernie's from here. He's from Wauwatosa. And Ernie went back to, I guess, his old house or some, his old neighborhood or something. They were doing a big grill out yesterday. So this has been a terrific experience for the area to have the TNT staff and crew here. But this whole city is completely on fire. And a guy that's getting a chance to witness it up close and personal, Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst for TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jack, I know you're kind of infiltrating via the opponent, but still, there's a buzz in this town. And if you're staying downtown, you're probably getting what I'm talking about.
No, it's great. It's fabulous. I love the new arena. I love what they're doing around the arena as well. And, I've always been a big fan of Milwaukee, so I enjoy coming here. And we're excited to be here for the second time in 3 years in the playoffs. And obviously much bigger stakes for both teams. And it's just a real, real thrill to be part of it. And excited about the game tonight. It was a very competitive game the other night and could have gone either way. And I'm sure we'll see a lot of the same tonight.
What do you think Toronto learned the other night about this Bucks team or about themselves?
Well, you know, obviously this is the fifth time they've played this year. And so I think both of these teams are familiar style-wise. I think, you know, game one usually is just kind of a feeling out process and what works, what doesn't. I think definitely they learned, they knew it already. Brooke Lopez is a heck of a shooter and played, and he's a terrific help defender. I thought he did a great job challenging shots and also being that guy, you know, helping out in the lane. But I think, you know, what the Raptors, I think, learned about themselves in that game was, you know, in the fourth quarter, just couldn't close the deal. You know, gave up some easy points off of turnovers. You know, offensive rebounds as well. So those are areas they got to get cleaned up. And you know, I think they did a good enough job moving the ball. They got some quality shots, and people beyond Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard have to, you know, make some plays. So I think it was a game that you look back on and say, man, they could have won. And on the other hand, for Milwaukee, I look at them and they didn't play their A game by any means, and you know they get a W. So I think it's got to give them great confidence that hey, you know, if you can play better, you're at home. You know, you could put yourself in a good position. So I think both teams come in with some confidence tonight, and obviously the Raptors come in with a great deal of urgency because if you can get a game like tonight and tie it up 1-1 and get home court. That would really help you.
When you talk about you know, the Bucks not playing their best game and still getting a W, do you walk away if you're inside the Raptors locker room going, we just gave them one of our best shots and we couldn't win? Is it demoralizing, or do you say, hey, we went toe to toe with them in their own building, we can do this?
Well, I think the latter more so. There's definitely frustration. There's no doubt that that was a very winnable game. You're up seven. After three, you're up two with 3 minutes left. And this is a team, over, not only this year, but over the last 6 years, has been really good when they've had an opportunity to lead in a game late. So, you know, there's definite frustration there. on the other hand, I really liked how they played. I thought they got after it defensively. They did a good job on Giannis. You know, they made other people have to do things. Offensively, I thought they moved the ball, particularly early in the game, played really well, played with the lead most of the night. And, you know, so you look and you say, hey, man, you belong out there. You know, you're good, they're good. These are the two best teams in the East. These are the two teams with the best records in the NBA this year. So I fully expect this to be a great game tonight.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, a Raptors television analyst on TSN, in town with the Toronto Raptors. Game two tonight going on at the Fiserv Forum. Lowry had an unbelievable game. Is that something that's consistent out of him, or did he have an over and above performance?
Well, he shot it better than he's shot it in quite a while. So I'm not sure if that can be replicated on a consistent basis, and I'm sure Milwaukee will make adjustments accordingly. But he impacts the game every night. And, you know, some nights it's going to be rebounds or steals or assists. You know, he, like Ilyasova, are two of the best guys in the NBA in terms of taking charges. He does it every day. So he's just flying around making plays. You know, he's one of those guys in an era of so much statistical analysis. I think if you just sit and watch the games and watch him, you go, this guy's making winning plays. This guy's a winner. And, you know, he might not have a great stat line per se, but he does so many things that contribute to winning. His screen setting, his awareness level. He makes them go, man. As great as Kawhi Leonard is, and, you know, Kawhi's, like Giannis, two of the great players on the planet today. Kyle Lowry is a guy that over the last 6 years of winning for the Raptors has kind of defined who they are. And when he gets going, this team's real good.
You had mentioned Brook Lopez. Now, he started to shoot the ball extremely well. He has struggled a little bit in the postseason. I don't know if he's got another night like that left in him. I mean, he has shot it that way throughout the season, but what a performance. But guys like George Hill, he went 0-for from the field. George Hill, Pat Connaughton, both of those guys, very key in getting the Bucks to this point. Do you kind of look at it and go, boy, the team just as a whole shot really bad? Or do you look at it and say, Toronto played really solid, quicker defense, and they just have maybe ran out of a little bit of energy after going seven games with Philadelphia?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I'm a big fan of Hill and Connaughton. I think they're good pros. And, you know, I like the bench that Milwaukee has. They have good versatility in their roster. You know, they're legit. You know, they can hurt you on a number of different fronts, and they don't have to tax their guys because they're going nine deep, and they're just coming in waves. I look at the Raptors right now. I thought they did a really good job defensively, and I do think they ran out of gas a little bit down the stretch at Game 7, and then the aftermath of just the excitement and, you know, all the requests and all the, you know, it has a wearing effect. Yet, I thought Toronto came out and played a really competitive game and played well. And I look at coming into tonight's game, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the Raptors are going to do. I'm excited to see what the Bucks are going to do. This is what it's all about when you have the two best teams. And I'm sure, you know, you're going to have to account for guys like Connaughton and Hill and Ilyasova off the bench. And then, of course, Malcolm Brogdon was outstanding. And he is just such a good player, sound on both ends, efficient, smart, tough, definitely a winning player.
I got to ask you, and it's completely off of our topic here, but I'm watching last night between Portland and Golden State. Is it me, or is it just there's just a different chucker ability out west for the ability to just make shooting threes look so effortlessly? You know what I mean?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, a guy like Steph Curry, I think it's kind of, you know, he and Clay, I think, had to sacrifice a little bit. Again, these are all positive problems. We all wish we had the problem of Kevin Durant coming into your organization. I think those guys have sacrificed a little bit. And I think with him out of the lineup, and again, they're playing at home, so that helps. They just, you know, they feel empowered now. And they're, you know, they were the big reason why the Golden State Warriors transformed from a franchise that couldn't get out of its own way for quite a while into something really special. And, you know, the Splash Brothers. And when you watch them play now, and there's no KD out there, they're taking the bull by the horns, and literally they're playing great.
Hey, before I let you go, the one thing, and my producer Joe just kind of sent this over to me via message. He just said, look, hey, a lot of minutes being played by some of the starters, and it's a shorter rotation for Nurse's bench. Is fatigue a factor and a major concern right now?
Well, now we've begin the process of playing every other day, and the Raptors have the older roster. So that's something to keep an eye on in the series, just in general. I think Nick Nurse is trying to, if a Fred VanVleet or Norm Powell's going well, he'll give them a little bit more leash. If they're struggling, then he tightens up the rotation. But I think both of those guys will get a look again tonight. Powell made a few threes. Powell's played well against the Bucks. I mean, a few years ago in the playoffs, he turned the series around with Milwaukee up 2-1. So, and VanVleet's been a big part of the Raptors' success. Excuse me. The guy that has to play well for them is Serge Ibaka. When he gets in double figures in the playoffs, the Raptors are undefeated. So I think he's a big factor. And is Marcus Gasol going to play 40 minutes again tonight? You might see more of Serge Ibaka. And Ibaka is a terrific pick-and-pop guy. And to me, I think he opens things up for the Raptor offense when he's making some shots, and he's a tremendous rim protector. So if I had to pick one of the three reserves that plays that has got to have a big game tonight, it would be Serge Ibaka.
Always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you later down the road, Jack. Thanks so much, okay?
I hope we're talking a lot. That would be fun for everybody.
Yes, it would. I appreciate it. And we'll talk. Enjoy the rest of your time here in Milwaukee, too. And there you go.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst for TSN. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.